If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan. It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude scrolling hell site, fucked up, fire. Boom, roast, mad posts, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses fucked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's Fuck Party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck. Quack.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Blocked Party. This is episode number 265. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us
And that was Kiki also earlier.
And with us is a fantastic guest, a returning guest to the program, and, dare we say, a very valuable guest because pinch hitting last minute for another horrible, terrible guest who had to cancel due to illness. Just kidding. They're lovely, and I'm sure they'll be back on some other time. She is now one of the most prolific streamers on Twitch. Libby Watson is here. Hi, Libby.
They call me Mrs. Fillin. They're calling me the person who goes on podcasts who is doing the least and is most likely to say, yes, sure, I'll do this.
Well, I was worried that maybe you would be on like a hike or something because
thinking about it today, but instead I had a very wholesome morning at the farmer's market. So
that's so nice.
what'd you get at the old FM? That's what cool fucking people call it.
Sure. Sorry, I guess
It just took me a sec to figure out what you could possibly mean by that. So I got a delicata squash.
Ooh.
I got some very nice green salsa. Some nice tortillas. And I got my knife sharpened, which is the main reason.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Did I ever talk about how I got my knife sharpened in Vancouver by a guy who just sharpens them in his apartment?
No.
Dan is nodding, but
I feel like I've heard that before, but maybe not on the podcast.
His name was Dex, which is a great name to have if you sharpen knives in your own apartment.
That is sort of like the name of an NPC who would be a knife sharpener.
Yes, exactly.
You gotta go see Dex.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like he totally had optimized SEO. Like if you just search Vancouver knife sharpening, he was like the first guy that came up.
I'm gonna try it right now.
Well, Stefan, he lives very close to you because he lives very close to where I used to live.
And okay.
I looked him up and he has got a ton of great Google reviews.
Yeah.
So I was just like, and people were like, yeah, he just does it out of his apartment. I was like, okay, whatever. He lived like literally two blocks from my old apartment. So I was like, okay. So I walked up and definitely energy of a guy who sharpens knives in his apartment, but like in a nice way.
Yeah.
And then it was sick because after he sharpened them, I went home for a couple hours and came back to pick them up. And he brought out a piece of paper from his apartment so he could show me like how sharp the knives were by cutting the paper.
I haven't done that test. Maybe I should do that on a piece of paper right now with my newly sharpened knife. Would that be good content for you?
That'd be great content. I mean, we do post the videos of these.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, I'm going to go get my knife.
Okay. Go get your knife. That's a Deftones reference that about 5% of the people who listen to this podcast understand.
Do you want me to go get a knife also?
Did you get it sharpened recently?
No, it's pretty sharp, though.
That's less interesting.
Yeah, no one cares, Stefan.
Okay.
It is, you should go see Dex, though, if you need to get knives.
I know. That's a good idea. Yeah.
I would say he's not closer to you than me, but still very close to
you. What's Stefan's address? We can determine whether
that's true. It is. okay.
That looks quite sharp.
Yeah, the look of the knife is good. Looks like maybe an expensive little knife here that Libby's got.
This isn't dangerous, is it?
No. It's just paper.
I've never really done this, so I don't really know how to do it.
Well, you kind of like slice. It's almost you slice it. Yeah, you kind of like slice it up or down, more likely.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
No, not looking good.
Uh-oh.
Looking good.
Uh-oh.
Well, is it really good paper, maybe?
It's shit paper.
Oh, no.
Well, I worry that your knives are not sharpened properly.
This was
your knife can't even cut paper. That's like the easiest thing to cut. You can just rip that.
Well, I think it's about the tautness or something, isn't it? No, this isn't good. This isn't a sharp knife.
Uh-oh.
No.
I think you got screwed at the FM.
Oh, my God.
I got screwed at the FM. No, I'm like, it's got nothing.
Wow.
Damn. To be fair, it might have been that this knife was beyond repair, but they did. They said they cleaned it up as well because it was oxidizing, which is my fault.
I mean, it looks like a pretty nice knife.
It looks pretty sharp too.
But I mean, how would you really be able to tell?
I mean, it can't cut paper, so that's pretty brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. The only test we've been given so far, it's not very promising.
I think it is that the paper's sort of flopping around, though. Oh,
okay, but there we go.
It started to cut, yeah. I mean, yeah. What I really need to do is cut an onion or something, because that's what I'm actually cutting with it most of the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get an onion, though.
Do you cry? Do you cry when you cut onions? Or you?
Yeah, I have some really goggles bad. That I use. Okay. That work brilliantly, but they make me look so stupid, but who cares, you know?
For me, it's not that bad with onions, surprisingly. I don't know. Does it affect like different people differently, I guess?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just whether or not you're a pussy.
Okay, because for me, it like honestly doesn't, it doesn't
sorry,
do anything
John,
at all.
Sorry, John, you're saying that you're a pussy and Stephen
isn't? Yeah, big
isn't.
Time. Oh, yeah, yeah, big time. Yeah.
When it comes to onions, I mean, famously, you also don't like onions, right, John?
I do not like onions. I've only cut onions a couple times in my life.
Just to like help out in the kitchen,
yes,
basically.
And I think I always thought, oh, I'm not going to be one of those guys that cries from onion cutting. And then the first time I ever had to cut onions was it did not go well for me.
Is it also, does it depend on the type of onion too, maybe? Like are certain onions... Yeah.
Certain onions are stronger. Like a sweet onion, in theory, shouldn't screw you up as bad. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what it is that I'm usually doing sweet onions.
I'm usually
onions.
Using a yellow onion because it's the cheapest one.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. It hurts me a bit.
No, it's really awful. Eyes. Like I genuinely, it genuinely is so bad that like if it happens, I have to stop and move away from the knife and like wait for it to get better because it's so awful.
Now, do you have are the onion goggles, are they like dedicated onion goggles or are they just swim goggles that you've repurposed as onion goggles? Because I think
they
there's
are swim goggles.
Okay. Because I feel, was it, does it, does Demi have
Demi
specifically
has some special
onion goggles?
Onion goggles. Yeah. Okay. But I found the swim goggles work great because the whole point is they make a tight seal around the.
Well, it's the same thing basically, I think, right?
Yeah. It was like $10. So.
Yeah. I didn't know they made specific onion ones. I thought people just sort of invented their own kind of thing.
They do. I think they're a little, they're more like glasses than goggles, I think.
So you don't look as stupid as you do wearing swim goggles
well,
in the kitchen.
You know what they sort of look like is you know in sports when guys are wearing like sports goggles.
Yes,
so like basketball or something.
Horace
it's like
Grant style.
They look like those sort of.
Right.
Yeah. I used to wear those playing soccer before I got contact lenses.
I would do the big work ones. I had like the work goggles and I would wear those.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not good. I think part of it's getting older as well. Like I'm just allergic to way more stuff now. My allergies, like general allergies, are way worse.
Dude,
I'm
like pollen allergies, grass allergies are getting worse and worse every
terrible.
Year.
Terrible. And I'm way more allergic to cats and dogs now than I ever used to be.
Wow. For me, it's like, gone down. I got allergic to cats, I think, when I was away at college. Because I wasn't around cats for a while.
Well,
and
people
then,
did say you were allergic to pussy in college. Oh, so.
Okay, I knew I had
walked
set
right
myself
into that
up. I know. I realized I was trying to change the subject as fast as possible. But and then I became less allergic to cats. So and like now I'm not at all. So I think it's just like
same with Lewis. Actually, he was really allergic when he was younger, and now. Thank God he's not allergic because let me tell you, I got Digby before Lewis. And,
yeah, you would pick Digby over Lewis for sure.
I mean, she was
Lewis is great. Lewis is really great, but Digby is Digby. You know,
Digby is Digby, and she was there first, so you know it just wouldn't have worked. And I would have been married to some other schmuck.
Yeah, who's not allergic to cats?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like John. I mean, obviously we talk about this once every couple months, but. Are you any closer now that you own a home and you've got a lot more space?
I'm too
and
allergic.
Stuff.
We can't. I can't have them in the house. Mm.
What about a dog?
Oh no.
Oh what?
I'm not owning a dog. Are you kidding?
What about
me? Dogs?
What about,
are worse than cats.
I still think I want at some point
because dogs you got to take like people got to take care of them when
well,
you
that's
leave
true. Cats
and
are
shit.
Very cats are very easy to take care of. But I think like. I would like to see you become a pet guy at some point.
I think that would be really nice.
It would be a really nice development.
What if
the pod.
John became like one of those stinky ferret guys?
Oh, I could see that. Getting pissed on all the time by the ferret.
Yeah. Oh God, no. I had a hamster when I was like a teenager.
Okay.
You could start with that again, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, I could start with a hamster. Hamsters are pretty chill.
What about a guinea pig? It's a little bit bigger. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a rabbit?
Oh God! A rabbit guy? Are you kidding
they're
me?
They're cute. Rabbits are very cute.
I could not become a rabbit guy.
I, you know what I could see? I could see you as a bird guy.
Oh, well, I mean,
I actually could see. I could see John as a bird guy. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see John as a bird guy for sure.
Are you forget? Wasn't it John who the story happened to?
Well,
oh,
no.
Mr. Buckles, no, no, that was someone who wrote into the show.
Yeah.
Oh, although, my God. Yeah. In my head, John, I've been going around thinking that you were a bird murderer.
I think you'd be a good bird owner because he specifically knows not to put a bandage on the bird's eyes. Yeah. I did see we decorated the family Christmas tree yesterday, and I did, I forgot to take a picture of it, but we do have the Mr. Buckles ornament up on the tree.
That's really nice.
Amazing.
Which is a bird with a bandaid on its eyes. I mean, it really is a horrible story.
Genuinely,
it's terrifying. It's awful. It's so bad that it happened to the bird, and people have gotten mad at us for telling the story before.
All right, well,
funny.
They should calm down.
But it's so fucking funny.
It is one of the funniest stories.
It's
ever.
So funny.
Just inherently extremely funny.
Look,
you can't
I feel
do anything
bad.
About that.
I feel bad for the bird that it happened to.
Can't say anything
to.
Anymore, can you?
But yeah. But the
woke society won't let you talk about murdering birds.
Won't let you rip Buckles. Bird's eyes out.
And also,
I wouldn't even
that
say it's murder. It was more like bird slaughter.
It was bird slaughter. And also, yeah. I think like obviously the name being Mr. Buckles is really
incredible.
What sealed it. Any other name, it wouldn't have been as funny. What if the bird's name was just like Greg or something? If that would. It would be awful. I wouldn't find it funny at all. But the bird being named Mr. Buckles and then getting its eyes ripped out by a bandage.
And immediately dying.
If you're listening, I mean, I'll just fucking tell the story, I guess, which is that, because I'm sure some of our listeners don't know this. We had on our old podcast, Real Good Show, we had a thing where people could email their secrets to us and we would talk about them on the show.
Yeah.
And one of them, very original idea.
We were the first ones to do it. Post Secret copied us and
someone
made a bunch more money than
someone
than
wrote in did. And told a story about when they were a kid and it was their pet bird's birthday.
It was their friend's pet bird.
Sure,
I think,
yes,
as well.
You're right. You're right. And it was the bird's birthday and they had gotten it a new water dish as a present and they wanted to surprise the bird. So they put a bandage over the bird. They were like 10 years old or something. They put a bandage
so
over the bird's
sweet.
Eyes. To be like, oh, they could pull the bandage off to surprise the bird with its new bowl. I'm sorry about I know some people do. I will like trigger warning the animal death.
Oh, trigger warning in the
yeah,
middle
doing it
of
now.
The story.
Well, I haven't gotten to the part
we've
where
already
it dies.
Said what happened like three yeah.
No,
times.
I know.
Like four
anyway,
times. I will put a trigger warning in the show notes.
They like counted down and then ripped the bandage off and it ripped the bird's eyes out and the bird just died instantly. And then they were freaking out and they like threw it into like their neighbor's yard or something.
At least it was instantaneous.
Yeah. You know? And I mean, you have to imagine they would have felt really bad about it, obviously. But I think in retrospect, obviously it's bad when an animal dies anytime, but that's like a very funny way for that to happen.
Look, the sad thing is that some things that are really sad are also really funny.
It's unfortunate.
They're funny because they didn't happen to you. That's just how funny works, you know.
It's unfortunate.
They say all comedy is tragedy plus time.
Like if a horse fell out of an airplane, sorry, that's funny.
Where did you get that?
I was trying to think of something the funny way for an animal to die.
This is an angle of the DB Cooper story we never considered.
He was on a horse.
He was actually a horse.
Yeah, but if a horse fell out of an airplane, you saw the horse falling.
Mm-hmm.
At first, you'd be like, okay.
You'd be like, what the hell? Why is there a horse falling through the sky?
I'm thinking about the hooves doing that thing in cartoons, you know, when Wile E. Coyote runs off a cliff and then he's running in place for a sec.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not saying I want this to happen.
It would be an awful tragedy.
Of course. However, if that were to happen... I mean,
American Pharoah did get loose on the freeway and got hit by a car.
But I mean, that was tragic. That was not funny. Yeah, was tragic.
Horse hit by a car, not funny. Horse flies out of a plane, very funny. Horse
very
hit by
funny.
A train,
I
think that's not funny.
I think it depends on the train.
Horse falls off a boat.
Bullet train, funny.
Oh, yeah. Bullet train
horse
is definitely
like
funnier than
a thousand
old
feet
steam
in the
locomotive.
Air.
That is funnier. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Anything getting launched in the air. It would be funny if a guy got hit by a bullet train,
horse
too.
Getting catapulted?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get killed,
aren't we? We should talk about something
else.
Some
animal rights people are going to come and fucking murder us.
Not enough people listen to
this
show.
It's not like we're doing this, to be clear.
No, we wouldn't do this.
No. I got a new... I've been trying every Christmas to get like a new decoration for my parents' tree when we go over to decorate. I'll bring a new decoration over. And I got a little glass... It's a little bowl of guacamole.
That's so nice.
And it's all sparkly and stuff.
That's really nice.
I think last year I got them the Doritos bag, which is so a lot of chip-themed Christmas decorations.
Ornamental gifts.
But I think now is the best time to buy those sort of like ironically like stupid Christmas decorations. There's so many Christmas decorations where it's like candy or it's like a brand name product or something.
Yeah.
And it just looks so funny to have a Doritos bag hanging in the tree. Like, yeah, that's great.
I would love I've seen like the stick of butter ones. I would love a stick of butter on the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a Legend of Zelda like cartridge ornament, which is very nice.
I've seen the little cartridge ones. I saw they didn't have it. They were out of it, but they had like a little box that was empty, but it was like a toilet paper roll.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, like, that would have been
unreal.
Good.
John, I feel like, I mean, you have a great... Well, you're going to mention Kevin as well.
Well, Kevin Banner, past guest of the show, is a huge Christmas guy.
Maybe he loves Christmas more than anyone.
More than
like,
anyone.
Even including, like my mom fucking loves Christmas.
It's more than anyone.
Kevin Banner really loves Christmas.
Yeah, and every day on his Instagram, he'll post a couple of his tree ornaments.
Yeah, he'll do it for like 2 months straight because he puts up the tree November 1st, which I do too sometimes, but not to the same level as him.
Yeah,
you know?
And I saw one this year.
In the background,
yeah. Oh, I like that.
That's a little
guy. It's a little Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not Charlie Brown. It's very bushy and thick.
It's Charlie Brown height, though.
Charlie Brown height.
Yes, it was a 3 to 4 footer. Yeah, I specifically did not want a bigger one because I find it ostentatious to have a big one just for me and Lewis.
So usually we have like my parents get quite a big tree, as John knows, and Dan. Yes. I think you guys have both seen it, but this year they got the tree much later, and so there weren't any of the super tall ones left. Yeah. So they got a short little fat one.
Really fat too,
and it still looks pretty big. I think on the picture here.
That is fat.
But it's fat. It's because like normally sure. it's like 2 feet taller.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a new fake one because we moved. So we gave the old one, which was Kevin Banner's old one. We gave that to my parents because my nephew is allergic to trees. So
you've said that on the pod before. And I think someone in the Discord said like that's maybe the most John Cullen sentence of all time.
my nephew is allergic to trees. Well, it's a poor little guy. He breaks out in eczema, and it's not good.
It does suck. This because there's a lot of trees everywhere.
Exactly, it's true. It's kind of
true, Stefan.
Yeah,
sort of need them to live, but for some people, slowly killing them. But we got a 7.5 footer, and it's very nice. It's good.
Wow. That's nice.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say Kevin Banner has an ornament that's the Super Nintendo system. And then when you hit the power button on it, it plays the Super Mario World theme.
Oh, holy shit.
Wow.
Very fucking
that's really
cool.
He had a
good
Genesis one too, didn't he?
Did he actually? Did he? Like a Sonic also, one?
Yeah,
or?
It does the same thing with the Sonic.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I need to... First of all, I'm gonna send Banner a picture of my parents' tree because I do want to get his opinion on it.
Oh, he will love it. He loves to see pictures of trees. Every year he insists on... Back when I had his old tree, he would be like, you got to tell me how old my old girl's doing.
That's so... I love that. Banner's the best. What do you guys think about this? Because my mom hates these. She was talking about them. But like themed trees?
No.
Not a fan.
No.
I think they're quite... Because for me... The appeal of decorating the Christmas tree is like seeing all the old decorations.
100%.
And it does look kind of, it doesn't look like shit, but it's like, there's no rhyme or reason, right? There's all of these different decorations and
like when you say theme trees, you mean like it's all the same ornament kind of.
It's all the same type of ornament or the same color or something. Right. Like yeah, I just don't. Shit. Like the ones that are psycho to me, and this is to me is like a rich person tree for sure, but it's like the white tree.
Oh,
I hate the white tree. The white tree is piss.
That's bad.
It's really bad. And they're more expensive.
Oh,
when Becca and I were looking at fake trees, the white trees are more... It's like, how is that? Why?
Okay. When we got our little tree, we have like a very tall, thin tree. And when we got it, we were looking at... Because we got it at Canadian Tire. Great place to buy a fake tree, by the way.
That's where we got our fake tree.
Yeah, it really is. But they had the same thing. Yeah, they had a bunch of the white trees.
Cool.
And they just look
the white trees,
and they're so expensive. But yeah,
I'm sending some examples of trees I hate.
You can see ours right there in the corner.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one. That's terrible. That one.
Right? It's not those.
With the fake snow, or you mean mine, or the one that?
No. The ones Libby sent in the chat. Oh, and it looks like the elf crashed into it. Get fucked.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks because there's no, like, you're not decorating it. I don't think. I think it just comes like that, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the time too.
You're
the fun
totally
of it
right.
is decorating.
Me, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like memories from childhood of like my Nana getting out the box of decorations, and there were these decorations that, you know, she had since she was a kid that were just completely inscrutable to me. Yeah. It's just like some,
and they're like falling apart, and they're like, we have so many of the decorations, like a third of the decorations on our tree are like broken.
Yeah.
They're like missing an eye or something, you know, like, and not just the Mr. Buckles one. But.
Libby, what's the UK Christmas situation? Is it a big?
It's because we don't have Thanksgiving as well, so it's like I would say it's the biggest holiday. Like, it pretty much everyone gets the day off except for, like, you know, essential
podcasters.
Workers and
the soldiers with the big hats, right? Presumably, they're not. I mean, one of them has to be working, right?
All right, exactly. Yeah, otherwise England would fall.
The Queen could get killed.
Yeah, wow.
If the bobbies aren't there. Yeah. Or I guess, sorry,
they're
the
not
king,
bobbies.
The king, yeah.
The king could be killed.
If the bobbies are the cops, right? Or cops are coppers, but they're also bobbies, right?
Bobbies are regular cops.
Okay,
yeah.
And then the soldiers are, what are they called?
Beef eaters?
Oh,
that's right.
The
ones with the big fuzzy hats.
Yeah, like the Royal Guard. I thought they were called
British,
bobbies too.
Hang on. No,
I think bobbies are just cops, I think.
British guards with the big hat. With big hat.
Big hat, British guard. Shouldn't
the
you
King's
know this?
Guards,
I guess you're American.
King's guards.
So.
This is you truly being American now.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the capital of the UK again? Fuck. Is it Birmingham? I can't remember.
You'd also say Father Christmas and not Santa, right?
Now I would say Santa because
of course that's the thing.
I've learned through ridicule to only say things that Americans.
I'm just imagining
say.
Like a little British kid saying like, "Oh, I can't wait until Father Christmas gets here.
Father
the fuck
Christmas
up.
Is going to come.
No, that's
bless
me,
me
yeah.
with
that's
all
insane. I hate that.
When I found out that Father Christmas wasn't real, I sulked for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I was like,
but then you found out Santa was real, so it's all good, right?
That's right.
Yeah, don't fuck this up for me.
Stefan's asking people for 35 years if Santa's real and hoping they say yes.
Well,
time.
I remember getting a book as a kid. I think I was like, I forget, grade 2 maybe. But it was like a book where it was like in the book it was like, oh, Santa's real and here's like the science behind all this stuff and here's like I forget what the book was. I think it was a pretty popular book. Yeah, no,
say,
for sure.
Stefan needed it to be confirmed scientifically.
No, but like getting that as a kid and like being like, oh yeah, like of course Santa's real. It's in this book, right?
Stefan is actually the guy who founded the I Fucking Love Science Facebook page.
Yeah, I've rebranded it to I Fucking Love Santa. Yeah, actually, no, I've rebranded it again to I Love Fucking Santa.
Yeah. It's very popular search on Pornhub at this time of year.
I mean, there's definitely like Santa porno and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And
it's always jarring if you're doing like a random search in like April and then it's like,
and you see a Santa one.
And you see like a Santa, like, oh, Santa's little elves are horny or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, not now, Pornhub.
Yeah, no, that's whack. No, Christmas is huge in the UK.
Okay, that's good.
Actually, one of the things I'm doing on my 12 streams of Libsmas.
Mm.
12 streams of Libsmas.
One of the most prolific streamers on Twitch.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, of course. And where can people find that?
That's twitch.tv/Libtron.
Yeah.
I said that so fast, it was almost.
I knew what it was.
I'll be honest with you.
You said it really fast.
Twitch.tv/Libtron.
You want to spell Libtron?
Libtron.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Christmas dinner tier list, and like the British Christmas dinner, because that.
Oh,
that is our equivalent. So your
Yorkshire puddings.
You know, that's interesting. I need to do some research because we never had them, but I don't know if they are.
My family was a big Yorkshire family growing up.
Yorkshire pudding.
Same here.
Christmas
my dad would make
mark?
Those. He hasn't made them for a while. I got to ask him to make those again.
They did
are
two
so
different ones. My
good.
Mom's family did the like skillet one where it's kind of like a pie and you cut it into slices.
And then
my
did
dad's
the puffy
side
one.
did the muffin.
That one is the best. The one that's like all puffed up and you put cut it open and pour the gravy inside.
You bet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If that
counts as quite hard to make, correct?
They are, yeah.
Because it's like a souffle
so
sort of,
consuming.
Right? Like, because you don't want it to collapse, I guess, right?
You need to have really hot fat in the in the muffin tin. And I think yeah, I
I've got hot fat.
You got hot fat.
Yeah. His,
so,
like,
what?
His big ass.
Like your bum? Yeah, okay. That's fair. Yeah. All right. Checks out.
But that would be S tier for me. Yorkshire pudding. S-tier. Not to do the fucking tier list right now, but that would be.
Hey, who cares? Let's do it. I could.
What is that? Do you do like a prime rib for Christmas or is it a turkey thing?
So I think most people do turkey. My family would always do goose.
Oh, goose. Wow. I've never had goose. Oh. I feel like, does it just taste like duck?
It tastes like duck extra. Okay. It's like S tier duck. It's good.
Duck is really good. I do like duck a lot.
Duck is great, but duck goose is even richer, even fattier, even more.
Well,
delicious.
Yeah, Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat, right? That's like is that a song or a poem? Either way, I'm not fucking singing it, but.
Is it a poem?
Is it a poem?
Is it a
poem? I'm not going to say poem.
Is it a poem?
Poem? Is it Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Is like, please put a dollar in the old man's hat. Did I make that shit up?
If you made it up, that is really funny.
Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat.
I've definitely never heard of this before. Whatever.
Please put a penny. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, then a half penny will do. If you haven't got a half penny, then God bless you. I mean, I thought it was going to say then fuck you. Yeah, that's a classic. I mean,
I don't know it. What's the title of it? Is it a song?
It's just called Christmas is Coming.
Okay.
It's a traditional nursery rhyme and Christmas song frequently sung as a round.
Oh, good. Let's all sing it as a round right now.
I'm good.
We could try.
No, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I'm not to tell you what to do for a top three, Libby, but I am sort of hoping for a Christmas themed top three.
Oh, no problem.
It seems like that would be an easy win. And I think we all like talking about Christmas here.
We are putting
Block
up
Party.
This is the first year of Block Party that we have an episode coming out on Christmas.
That's right, because Christmas is on Monday. One. Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
This one comes out tomorrow, but
yes,
next Monday, we have a Christmas episode and a New Year's Day episode as well.
Right, and New Year's Day is going to be the enemies list, isn't it?
The enemies list. Yeah, yes, the classic Block Party.
I got to think of some enemies, you know?
Shouldn't be too hard.
I mean, I actually know who number one is for sure.
I got a few. This year feels easier than usual. I got a few ideas already.
I definitely know who my number one is. But I mean, Christmas music, I feel like I think people have come back around on it. You know what I mean? Where people for a while were like performatively like, oh, I hate hearing Christmas music. I hate going to the store and hearing Christmas music. And it's like, no, that shit rocks.
Yeah.
I could.
Some
I
of
love
it
that.
Some of it's bad.
Well,
some
Christmas music does suck for sure. But
the Christmas music that you tend to hear in the UK is much worse. Like we have our own Christmas songs, and they are shite.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you do. What's like a big UK Christmas song that Stefan and I would have never heard of?
Oh my god. Okay.
Grandma got run over by a lorry. Just a truck. It's
and
not
she
even
was
Christmassy.
And she was the queen. Okay, let's find it. Here we are. This is the one. I'm going to send you the link. You should listen to at least a bit of it. I don't want you to get like a copyright strike or whatever, but it's horrible.
Dan can play this. I mean, it's we're not like monetizing our YouTube videos, so it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I don't think that matters, but
yeah. All right.
You should monetize.
Give me 1 second here.
One of the classic ones is Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. You know, please put a penny in an old man's hat.
Please put a pence in an old man's hat.
I can't believe I remembered that shit.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is the classic one that everybody hates and yet is ubiquitous.
I wonder if we're going to recognize this.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Are you hanging on your wall?
Oh, I have heard this.
I don't know if I've heard this.
Yeah.
Fucking
awful. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I do know this one. Yeah. Yes.
I feel like it's been in some like movies and stuff, maybe too. Probably.
I think if you've seen the Office Christmas special, it was definitely in that. Okay. Like the UK Office Christmas special.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Oh, Cliff Richard.
Well, I mean, I guess this counts as a British one too, but Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Hate that.
Oh, I mean, that song. I feel like that's one of the ones where...
I don't even hate it. I'll be honest. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it as much as most people do, but it is one of those ones where when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then you hear it and you're like, oh, this is kind of it. Huh? This is the whole song. This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a strange love for traditional like British Christmas carols, because the carols that people sing here tend to be a little different. The British ones, like every year on Christmas Eve, they broadcast the carols from King's College Cambridge. This makes me sound so fucking posh, and it was really
<That's>
we're tuning into the carols from King's College.
I was sitting on my gold plated throne listening to
putting goose in my mouth.
Well, isn't the big like royal show happening right now too, the variety show or whatever?
I don't know.
Oh, you're American.
American. I don't know. What the hell is that? but those are very nice. I love a Once in Royal David City. I love a Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Okay.
Ding
I like
Dong
a
Merrily on High.
Oh, yeah. I like all those.
Silent Night, obviously.
Silent Night bangs. I mean,
yeah. And I like a really traditional like choral rendition of it, you know? Yeah, like I really like
that. It is really nice, honestly.
I'm 0% Christian. I like do not care for any of that at all, but I guess it's just, you know, when you grow up with it or whatever. And we had to sing all that stuff at school, cuz in the UK most like public schools are Church of England. So it's funny cuz like no one in England is religious, but we all go to Church of England schools and we sing the songs and stuff, and then you leave and you never think about religion again. Whereas here it's like there is officially separation of church and state, but then also they're like, you gotta say the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever.
What an underrated one is? I'm just looking up a list of some classics. Mm-hmm. It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. That one's nice.
It's a good one.
I like that one.
I used to be a big Good King Wenceslas fan.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is a classic.
Good King Wenceslas down
yeah
on the Feast of Stephen.
That one's really good.
Now I believe the Feast of Stephen is actually Boxing Day.
I think that might be right.
There we go.
Yeah, it came upon the Midnight Clear. Libby is the one that goes like da 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 da. I'm doing the Stefan singing, but you know,
I need you to do Stefan away whole bars.
I kind of forget how the rest of it goes, but that beginning is really, really good. You know, I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Another good one.
I like Carol of the Bells. That's a good one.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's
you know what?
Classic.
I think it's time to just admit it. The Christians had a lot of good ideas, and still do. I think that's kind of what we're all sort of circling it. I'll just say it.
Oh, you know which one is good? God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Oh yeah, because then it's like I am a merry gentleman,
and also the
rest
ones that,
me
the ones that sound sort of like serious a little bit, you know, where there's a
right,
bit of like a minor key. Yeah,
yes,
those are good.
I love a minor key.
Yeah, those are good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are solid. God, yeah. Christmas rocks.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's cool. You know,
and I've heard some cool things about this Jesus guy too.
Thank you, Libby. Again, finally, we're kind of coming around to the main point here. It's like they say, you got to keep the main thing the main thing.
Oh, can
keep
I
Christ and Christmas? You know,
can
what
I
I'm
say
saying?
One that sucks? The Little Drummer Boy. Get the fuck out!
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off!
Disagree. Hard disagree.
You like that one?
That
love the Little Drummer Boy. I love the boys choir version of it, but I also love the renditions of it. Funky Little Drummer Boy, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Sure. I mean,
I go to bat for that one every year on this podcast.
You do.
There's also like a rocking version of it that we found on YouTube. I can't remember who it was by, but we played it at that Christmas concert I used to do when I was a teacher, and it was it's really fun too. It's kind of like a rock, sort of a rock version of Little Drummer Boy, which also bangs.
That to me, that's an overrated song. Not a fan of that one personally.
Well, that's
it's
on
okay.
you.
I mean, you know what? That's fine. We don't have to agree on everything here.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have to end the podcast.
Oh no!
No rule. Joe Biden just said.
Stefan, you will have to side with me, I think.
I figured the Little Drummer Boy was a much older song, but it's from like the 40s or 50s.
Yeah, a lot of Christmas stuff is very recent. And my sense is that some of those British carols are older, but it's probably by like 50 years or, you know, maybe 100 years or whatever. But it's I think a lot of Christmas traditions that we have were just invented in Germany like 100 years ago or something.
Yeah. I mean, even
and
like
100 years ago, I think we can also all agree Germans had kind of a lot of good ideas about 100 years ago.
Steph. Well,
so
some of the religious
ones, John, I got you guys.
Because like, normally I would say something insane, but some of the religious ones though, like Away in a Manger, pretty good.
Oh, I love that one.
You know which one is really good?
No Room for a Bed.
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
Yes.
Is good.
Sorry. Yeah.
I like that one. You got.
I'm getting really fucking into it.
Libby, calm the fuck down. Oh my God.
Sounds like after this episode's over, Libby, you're going to need to really sit down with some, with the Vienna Boys Choir, Does Christmas.
Yeah.
And get your.
It simply must be a boys choir.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? Okay. Jingle Bells.
It's pretty good.
Jingle Bells is good.
Yeah.
Jingle Bells is good.
Jingle Bells is good.
I'm unlocking memories here of when I was. So when I was a kid, I went to a really small primary school. Like so small that eventually I was the oldest girl in school, even though there was a year above me, because there are only 5 kids in the year above me and they were all boys. It's very, very small. And at one point, I was the only girl who was available to be Mary in the nativity play. And so I was like for 3 years, I was Mary. And I was so fucking proud of being Mary. I was like, I'm Mary. I get to be Mary. Oh, I suppose I'm Mary again then. And it was just because I was the only girl at the right age. Whatever the right age is, I don't know.
Yeah, I think CCR wrote a song about that.
Wow, I get Proud Mary. Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Sorry, not 100, so I don't know what that means.
I'm gonna say my.
You're like
how
you're
much
like
older am I than you? You
you're
and
like
I are close to the same age.
Than
I was gonna say, are we the same age basically?
I think I've like thought this through and I have come to the conclusion that I think the best Christmas carol, Silver Bells. That song fucking rocks.
All right, I'm going to look that up because I don't know a lot of the American ones. By name, at least.
It's like Bing Crosby, I think. And I am reading the history of it. It started out as Tinkle Bells. Songwriter Ray Evans said, "We never thought tinkle had a double meaning until Jay went home and his first wife said, 'Are you out of your mind? Do you know what the word tinkle is?'" I mean, if it was Tinkle Bells, that would be even better,
yeah.
I think. But
I agree. That's really good. They're just jamming in the studio for like 10 hours. They're like, "Boys, Tinkle Bells, this is the next hit."
This is it. Yeah.
And then one of them drives home. That's really good. I apologize for my coughing.
That's okay. You're still a little
from COVID,
sick, right?
Still recovering from the old cove.
Yeah. How are you feeling? I feel like the energy is pretty good right now.
I feel better. Yeah. I feel like I'm on the tail end of it now. I tested negative yesterday, so I feel like
that's
we're
good. Okay.
We're on the come up.
Yeah.
We're getting better. It is going to be, speaking of my age, I just realized now, it is going to sort of be depressing when I'm the first person in our sort of like weird online group to be 40. Actually, I guess Chris James will be 40 before me. And Brian's already 40.
Yeah. I think, and DB, and then Chris is 40 like next year, I think, right?
Yeah. Or, Chris is a year older than me, I think.
Yeah.
DB's 40 already?
I don't think he's 40 already, but
I think he's older than me. Yeah.
Never mind. My existential crisis is over.
No, you're fine. I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phew.
You're good. Don't worry.
I didn't want to be the first guy to hit 40.
Me at 40 is going to be so fucked. It's going to be so insane.
Why do you think that?
It's just weird. You know what I mean? For me to be 40, I look like Caillou, you know?
I don't think I'm going to make it to 40, so.
Dan, you'll make it to 40. Dan, come on.
Dan.
Come on, you're working on it. You'll make it to 40.
Yeah, hopefully I don't. Anyway.
Okay.
No, Dan, come on. You can't say that because we're here and now we have to worry.
Dan.
You don't have to worry.
Dan.
I'm worrying.
Dan, come on.
I'm worrying.
Have you had any water today, Dan?
No, I had a Red Bull and a coffee.
You know what? We're going to count that as water. That's fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is true that like you do get hydrated from things that aren't water.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I would still be drinking some though.
I would have maybe after this go get some water before we do the stream. You know,
Dan, here's what you're gonna
do. Well, for sure.
This is what I do. I have 3 big bottles of water. I keep 2 of them in the fridge, and then I drink one, and then fill it up and put it back. So I've always got cold, delicious water.
Yeah, Dan, that's what you need to do. Get 3 water bottles.
Yeah,
hopefully they're about $50 to $60 each, like the one Libby has there in her hand.
I mean, I have a hydro flask.
What are you talking about, $50?
It looks like an expensive water bottle.
It does look nice. This is the one I got at TwitchCon.
Yes.
Which,
cool.
I like these ones because it's the one that has like the straw built in. You know what I mean?
Oh, you might be right.
I don't like the straw.
Oh, I love
straws.
It. I love
yeah,
the straw.
It's like $40.
Yeah, Libby. Okay, thank you. Just all water bottles cost that now.
No, they really do.
The double wall.
I got some really cheap ones from Target, and they're shit. They leak. And
yeah, that's why you have to get the expensive ones. Unfortunately,
you gotta get the nice ones.
It's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the expensive ones, let's move on to our social media updates.
What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed. Who are you following? What did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL or fast food freaks. It's our social media update.
Libby, we always like to start with the guest. What's going on your social media?
I guess we can use this clip that I sent you in the chat.
There is this. I mean, you wanted to do something from your stream also. We can do two. But
do things. Yes.
Do you want to explain what this is?
The Yoda?
Yeah.
I just went to Home Depot to get my little tree.
Yeah. This is on sale, by the way. This is a great price.
This is on sale. $50 originally $199, yeah. Now only $149. I'm considering making a donation goal on my stream to buy this.
That's a good idea. You will hit the donation immediately. If you do that tonight, you will hit it. Someone will just give you $149.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I want to have this. I want it very badly.
Can you describe this for people who aren't watching the video episode?
Yeah. So it's a Yoda.
Okay.
It's a big Yoda, I would say. It's a 3.5-foot animated LED Yoda available at Home Depot. He's got a little Santa hat. We also looked at the box, and the box says it has interchangeable Halloween costumes in there as well, so you can just swap it out for Halloween.
What would the Halloween costume be for Yoda?
It's a little witch's hat.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay. A little witch Yoda.
That's pretty good.
But what I really love about it is the detail on, I mean, I will say the detail on the clothes, not so good. It looks like he's wearing like a burlap sack.
I mean, he is.
A bed sheet.
The clothes are bad.
The shirt he's wearing, it's like the high collar shirt.
Yeah, it's almost
like
got
a priest.
Monk, like a friar type. Yeah. An old school Dominican
friar. You can just see his hand is just like floating there also.
The hands look a bit AI. There's not really quite the right number of fingers and nails and stuff. But the face, and as you will see for those watching on video, is quite remarkable.
Yes, and you would expect him to like sing or something, right? Does he not sing, or does he make noise, or
not this one?
Okay. Well, why don't we hit play on this and take a look at Yoda moving around? Oh my God! Oh, the eyes! I don't like when the eyes widen. So, for those of you who aren't watching, Yoda is kind of twisting his head around a little bit. His ears are moving. His eyes are widening, and he's just like talking but not making any noise or
anything. That's not good.
No.
Okay, I'm looking up the listing on the Home Depot website.
Maybe it'll say, like, is he supposed to say something? Can you maybe make him say something? Like, can you add?
It's gotta be, right? Or is he singing a song? Is it supposed to be that he's singing
a
song?
Here's what it says. Maybe, it says in the description, features lifelike movement and cheerful audio sure to delight.
Well, that's not very
specific.
I didn't
experience any of that. But maybe that awful music. Oh, hang on. There's a video. I'm going to watch this video.
The Yoda video of him... let us know if he's like actually making. Maybe you can send it to Dan, and Dan can put it up because I do want to know what's happening.
Yeah, maybe he's like in that video, like sort of singing a song, but we just can't tell because there's other noises going on.
Yeah,
could be.
Or perhaps they have the volume turned off so that they don't have to hear it all goddamn thing.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
that's probably a good point as well. We had that issue when I worked at Safeway. There was a lot of noises at Christmas.
So if you just watch the first video on the pictures here, it's like a minute long clip.
Okay.
I don't know.
God,
they can't possibly be making these.
I didn't realize there's
products.
A sign that says a Merry Christmas you will have.
Oh that's not good either.
That doesn't make sense because then the correct version of that is you will have,
you
a,
will
Merry
have
Christmas.
A Merry Christmas.
Who says that?
I'm going around to people and grabbing them by the shoulders and say, you will have a Merry Christmas.
Yes. It's like in church when you used to shake hands with people and say, you will have peace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peace be with you. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what smooth motion activated movements. I don't know if they're smooth, but let's
hit
play.
Look
here.
All that smooth to me. Oh boy.
Okay.
Home Accents. That's who did my tree.
Jesus Christ.
My wise little friend is getting festive.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the all new animated holiday Yoda. Enjoy the festivities, you will.
Ah!
No.
Okay, but that's, I don't think that's what he says.
No.
I think that's just a narrator.
Excitement, you'll see. Yoda's motion-activated gestures will captivate all your guests. And his knowing eyes see who's been naughty or nice.
What? Oh, no.
If you're naughty, what? He kills you with his lightsaber.
Together, we will.
May the holiday spirit be with you and the all-new animated Holiday Yoda.
Insane script.
So that was written
by ChatGPT,
really,
right?
Not good at all.
Yeah, Libby, I think you need to make that video an alert on your stream.
I think I will too. Holy oh my shit. God.
Merry Christmas you will have.
You do have one more thing here for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, just a clip from my stream because Stefan said he was going to play a clip from stream.
I'm playing a clip from Tom's stream.
But
yeah, it's like, not from his own stream. I mean, no. That's sort of, we don't really.
I have to do fine, self promo. twitch.tv/libtron.
Yeah. Now, do you want to set this up?
So we were just playing. We were playing Lethal Company. This was just me and Demi.
Yes.
We were playing alone, and we thought, well, we played it with the boys before. I'm sure we'll know what we're doing. We had no fucking idea what we were doing. We didn't even know how to like set off on the ship at first.
John, do you know how this game is played?
I know that you've been playing it on your stream a lot, but of course you know I don't watch your streams.
No, I've watched hours of this game and I still have no idea what's going on.
So the idea is, and this game is really fucking fun. But
is it like a co-op game?
Yes, yeah. Okay. So it's a co-op horror game, but it's like, it's really funny more than scary, although it can be, the jump scares in it are really good. But basically you work for this company, and you're like these like little space guys, and you're going to different moons and landing on them and going into procedurally generated like factories or whatever, or facilities, and like trying to find trash and then bringing the trash back to the ship and selling the trash. And that's all it is. And this game is designed by a 21-year-old furry who learned to program games by playing Roblox. And it's like one of the best games I've ever played. It's so fucking funny.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy how good it is.
Every single round is funny.
It's just so funny. But so yeah. this is you playing with our friend Demi.
Demi.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I hear a monster.
Yeah!
Oh! Libby, come with me.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button. I'm pressing.
So the other thing that's so
is that
good,
like a monster's chasing Demi?
A monster's chasing Demi, and then you can hear. So the thing that makes it so good is that it uses proximity voice chat.
Yes.
So you can hear people like fade off into the distance,
mm-hmm.
Or get closer to you, which is so fucking funny. And what happened there? I mean, for the people who aren't watching the video, you still could hear it. But basically, Demi is being chased by a monster, runs by Libby, and then is like screaming, and then you just hear a turret shoot her, and then she just dies off in the distance, and it's just silence.
It's so funny to hear the muffled turret coming from someone else's audio.
And then the audio just like cut off, because when you die, what happens is you're only audible to the other people who have died. So everyone else who's died can it's just it's really, really, really good here.
All right. Well, Stefan, what's going on your social media? It's not this clip that Dan's brought up.
No, although this clip is really good also.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Mine is also a Twitch clip. It's also a Lethal Company thing. And this is not so much. So this is our friend Pat, Pat Gill streams at Pizza Suplex on Twitch. Very, very funny guy. We've been playing a lot of Lethal Company with him. And what he's figured out is that you can.
Sorry,
like,
Dan. What do we have going on in the side here? Sorry to interrupt you, Stefan. I'm sort of seeing like some like chesty women on.
Well,
the
they're side just they're just recommended. They're honestly,
no, those are people I follow.
Okay, but they are also a lot of the times they're recommended. If you watch the Go Off Kings, you will get a lot of busty women.
I've sort of noticed whenever I log onto Twitch now, that does seem to be all the channels that are promoted to me.
Yes.
Are just like
that's the new meta on Twitch.
It rocks, but it's also because you're watching us for sure. Or
that's
if
so
you've watched
weird.
Us once,
yeah.
That'll happen.
I find those channels very bizarre.
Hey. Listen to this. If you like a pair of boobs, because you watch the Go Off Kings, that you must enjoy a pair of boobs.
Oh yeah, that might be what it is. Actually,
you'll enjoy a pair of boobs.
That could be what it is.
Very
you
good.
And Jesse,
but
a pair of
this
boobs.
This is a clip from Tom's stream.
Good.
A bunch of us were playing Lethal Company, and what Pat has figured out is that you can like, you know, if you have like Go XLR or whatever, you can like redirect your audio, and like feed it through in the game. And so what he has been doing recently is he's been playing using only, well, he still talks, but he I know is wanting to do a round where he only plays as Yoda. So he is using Yoda like sound clips to play here. And in this clip, to set it up, it's Tom and Pat, and Tom has found a whoopee cushion and wants to show it to Pat, who, again, is role-playing the game as Yoda.
Tom has found a whoopee cushion in the game?
In the game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the items, and it works. You can walk over it, and it makes a farting noise.
Okay.
And so you're going to, I mean, obviously, if you're watching this, it's great, but even without the visuals, I think you will probably understand what is happening.
Okay.
Uh-oh. There we go.
Hello, Pat.
Yoda.
Hello, Yoda.
Tom has found the whoopee cushion and is going to put it down in front of Pat.
Hey, Yoda, check this out.
Yes. You seek Yoda.
That's right, Yoda.
that's pretty much
it. That's yeah. So good.
So imagine playing that and like hearing Yoda like off in the distance. It's just like the fucking, it's so funny hearing Yoda going, from like 100 feet away. It's really, amazing. Really good. But yeah, that's, I mean, it's like a late entry, but I think that is my game of the year, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Just for how, like, either an insane year for games, so many good ones, obviously.
I guess mine has to be Tears of the Kingdom, but it's a close second.
It legitimately is the funniest game I've ever played, and I don't think it's particularly close. Like, it's really crazy. Anyway, John, you have a Lethal Company clip for us, too?
Yes, I do. I love this game. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but you go into factories and there's trash and stuff, and then sometimes your friends play as Fat Albert or whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
This was a clip that went viral, mega viral this week, where you have one of these new sort of trend things on TikTok where idiot teenagers will go up to people and try to get a reaction out of them.
Yeah, and this guy's a real piece of shit too.
Yeah, this guy's got like a real fuckboy vibe to him. He's wearing a t-shirt that says "My pronouns are find/Jesus." Super, very funny. So he goes up to this guy who is wearing socks and sandals with a ponytail and a Bluetooth in his ear.
Yeah,
and asks him the age-old question, LGBTQ rights or economic stability. And this guy just owns... Have you not seen this, Libby? Down.
No, that's so stupid.
It's really stupid.
It's so fucking stupid, but this guy is...
This guy says what everyone is thinking.
It's incredible that he just does this on the spot. I think most people would just... If they were against the question... which most people would be, they would just be like, fuck you, I'm not answering this or whatever.
Yeah.
This is much funnier.
Yes, this is what you should do with guys like this.
Yeah.
LGBTQ rights or economic stability? Why can't you have both? You need to pick one. I refuse the question. You can't refuse the question.
I do.
But you can't.
But I did.
But you need to pick one.
No, I can't.
I just said you did.
So what?
They're both doable. No.
And then he tries to own him by like zooming in on him fiddling with his zipper.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not going to work. This guy's fucking you up.
I reject your question. You can't reject it. I just did. Can you pick one? I don't have to. Because they're both completely doable. So LGBTQ rights or economic stability? Both. That's not an answer.
Yes, it is.
LGBTQ rights or economic stability?
Both.
Are you trying to troll me?
No.
I'm just wondering which one you like more.
I like them both.
You can't have both.
Yes, you can.
Not in this question.
Too bad.
Why? Because I don't have to choose.
All right, what if I had to ask you gender inclusivity or economic stability?
You can have both.
You can't. Yes!
Why you make this so difficult? I'm trying to pass my final.
Too bad.
But that's not a valid answer.
Too bad.
Thank you.
Fucking legend.
Yeah.
That is yeah, so good.
It's so funny. I mean, that's all you need to do. Well, there's other things you can do to guys like that, but that's like the nonviolent thing you can do to guys like that.
It's just so, it's so perfect. Like it's, yeah, it, it's unbelievable. And then I saw another, like a rare good meme where someone was doing the, like, farming for engagement and asked the question, like, what are two characters like you need to see in the same room together? And it was a screen cap of that guy's face and Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men.
That's really good.
That's really good. God,
just incredible.
I really fucking hate people like that who, you know, do the like random prick on the street bullshit. Like, I remember one time I was in Austin and we were just walking down the street and there was a guy on a wheelie chair, like filming himself, you know, with a selfie stick and like clearly doing vlog stuff. And he was like, hey, can I ask you guys a question or whatever? And we were just like, no. And he was just like, oh, you guys are so boring. I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just going to get lunch.
Yeah.
Well, it's like this guy, right? Just being like, well, no, but you can't pick both. And he's like, yes, I can.
Yeah.
Just like, well, no, but you can't, though. Well, but yes, I can, though. It's really,
oh, it's so, I love it.
Because I mean, Stefan, you have long said on this podcast that is the best way to like defuse a troll online. Just being like, yes, I can, or no, I can't.
Our friend CJ is the master at that, which is just replying to people and saying like, no, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just like the opposite of what they're saying. And it just drives people fucking insane.
And you so rarely see it in the wild. And so it was like perfect that this guy just to perfection. I want both.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you're right. Like, him trying to own him fiddling with his zipper, like that means anything? Like
that's all you could do at that point.
Yeah, but, exactly. Yeah. No, I simply would not have posted the video, but...
No, that's the other thing. It's like, I think he's posting the video because he thinks that his followers will be like, look at this fucking loser.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it definitely had the opposite, or maybe his like small group of followers were like, yeah, this guy's a loser. But then once it got to the wider internet, everyone was like, oh no, actually this guy is a fucking hero and we love him.
It's so satisfying.
Yeah, that's always wonderful
to see.
Wonderful to see. Congratulations to that man. May many great things come your way. Fame, fortune, and whatever else. Anyway, speaking of fame and fortune, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Blocktail, woo! No longer can see the post. It's a blocktail, woo! You probably deserved it. It's a blocktail.
Well, Libby, we did spring this episode on you about 5 minutes before you came on to record it with us.
Thank you again.
So do you have a blocktail?
I know. I'm panicking hugely right now. I don't. I was saying I was sure that I had a good Twitter one that I have since forgotten. I barely use Twitter at all anymore, and I haven't really felt the need to block anyone on Blue Sky because it's fine. So instead, I'm going to tell the story of the time that I was at TwitchCon reporting my piece about Twitch and TwitchCon for Defector.
Which is great, by the way.
Thank you. I was hanging out with Stefan and Jesse and some other streamers in the, what is it called? The partner lounge?
The partner lounge, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which?
It's not
you
as fancy.
It smelled crazy in there.
It did, but it's not as fancy as it sounds. It had like shuffleboard and some other stuff, which you're going to get to here.
Hundreds of people also crammed in.
They
almost tried to block me from the partner lounge.
Yes,
because
even though you are a partner, right?
I am a partner, but my badge said press. Obviously I Karen'd the fuck out about that. No, I'm kidding. I went, oh, okay, sorry. then later I did come to the partner lounge to say goodbye, and they had plates of food out. There were some donuts that were covered by a black napkin, but I just kind of I don't know. I didn't think that covered by a black napkin was the universal symbol for don't eat these till 2:30.
Apparently it was, though.
It was 2:27, I think, roughly when this happened. I was standing with Jesse. We were looking at the food and I was like, ooh, donuts. And so I picked one up with the tongs and put it on my plate. And this guy came over and said, hey, no, those aren't for right now. Those are for 2:30. Those donuts are for 2:30. And I was still kind of holding it with the tongs. And so I kind of just went, okay. And started to put it back on the plate, and he was like, well, it's too late now. Too late now. It's been on your plate. You might as well take it. So I said,
and you were like, okay.
Okay. And I ate the red velvet donut, and it was quite nice. So yeah. I guess that's an attempted red velvet block.
You were almost blocked from getting donuts. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the, did you know the reason why 2:30 was such a magical time for the donuts? Was something happening that?
I don't know. I think this was a case of a sort of power trip, yes. You know?
I mean, it certainly sounds like that, yes.
Yeah, I think someone had been told, all right, and so this is the food items that go out at 2:30. You know, we'll put out lunch, and then we'll put out afternoon snacks, and those are for 2:30. But they were already out, but covered with, as I said, the mysterious black napkin. like they'd been laid to rest.
Yeah. It was very weird because there were like other snacks out there too. There were so many other snacks.
And to me, the black napkin is more, these are done. These are finished, yeah. Not these are about to be served.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. That would be my reaction for sure.
Right, right. These are donuts that have passed on. and so, you know, I was terrified because I hate conflict. And I hate being told off. I hate being yelled at by authority figures. But it was fine. I ate the donut and it was quite good.
There's got to be a lot of like power tripping nerds at TwitchCon who,
oh yeah,
who are just like, oh, this is the only time in a year where I get to have any authority over anything.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, someone who is like cool at TwitchCon who would maybe not be cool elsewhere. But I mean, this was just like a catering staff guy, and I don't like doing complaining about catering staff stuff, but he yelled.
It was very weird. The other thing that was nice. Funny about the partner lounge was the way it was set up. It was at like the very top of the convention center, and so there's like an escalator to go up, and they were like at the top of the escalator being like, this is for partners only, but yep. not at the bottom. So people yep. would go up and then be sent right back down on the escalator right next to it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart crowd management.
And that was also the partner lounge for like normal partners like us. And like the partner lounge for like the really successful streamers was like somewhere else entirely.
Yeah,
apparently.
No, absolutely. A bunker or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, a great TwitchCon story. And this is also a more sort of like, I guess we'd say physical world block, but very funny. I thought this one is from JD, and JD writes, hi, blocked squad and guest. They were blocked by their movie theater.
Ooh.
By the way.
Oh,
yeah. So okay. Hi, blocked squad and guest. Around the release of Superbad, Michael Cera and Jonah Hill were doing premieres at theaters in big cities, and I was able to get a ticket for one of these on the East Coast. It was at a quote-unquote independent movie theater that was really just old and falling apart, but the place filled up and everyone had a great time. During the movie, I adjusted myself in my seat and I put too much weight on the armrest, which was not glued or screwed on, apparently, and it came right off, almost sending me tumbling into the aisle. We heard after the movie that Michael and Jonah would be greeting everyone that attended outside the theater, so I stashed the broken armrest in my sweatshirt and headed with the throngs of moviegoers to the exit. As I approached the two stars of the film, I pulled the armrest out, joking that the movie was so funny I tore the armrest off of my seat in delight. They laughed and signed it for me, and I still have it to this day, picture attached, and JD did send the picture, and it is very much like it sounds, an armrest
nice.
Signed by Michael, Cera, and Jonah Hill.
May we see it?
Yeah, I can send it to Dan probably. Okay. It looks
it might
like
have been something good to do before we brought this up. But yeah, you can send it to me and I'll put it up on the screen.
Ooh,
well,
Dan,
I mean,
Dan's
you know,
getting cold
here
out.
We go. Here we go.
How is this my fucking fault?
I'm trying to watch a basketball
how did this become
game.
My
you got me doing work.
Jesus fucking Christ, you know? I didn't do shit. Anyway, to finish the story, they laughed and signed it for me. I still have it to this day. Unfortunately, the manager of the theater was right there and watched the entire interaction.
Oh, no.
She was very clearly pissed off to be doing this event at all, and she did not even wait for them to finish inscribing it before looking at me directly in the eye and saying something to the order of, "That is vandalism. Don't ever come back to this theater again. You hear me?" Despite the real life block, I returned a few weeks later to see some indie film or whatever without incident. Thanks and keep
wow.
up the great work.
That's really
JD.
Good. That's great.
So yeah, really good stuff. Sorry, Dan, I just dropped it in the Discord for you there. Thank you. It looks like I can't tell if it was Jonah or Michael Cera, but one of them inscribed it, "Put arm here," which
nice.
Is also a good way of signing the armrest. There you go.
Oh, that's really good.
That's really nice.
The signed armrest.
Oh, and one of them drew a penis too.
Oh yeah, Michael Cera looks like signs his last name as a dick.
Yeah. Which makes it super bad. It makes sense, you know.
That's very, very
good.
Yeah.
That is very good.
Even though
thank
it
you,
was
JD.
Jonah Hill's, maybe Jonah Hill made it into a dick after the fact.
That's also
I think we need more info
too.
On this.
This is very cool though. This is
very
cool.
We'll have to look it up. Or we'll have to get in touch with Michael Cera and Jonah Hill's people and see what's going on. Jonah Hill might make us sit through a 1-hour seminar before he gives us an answer about the drawing of the dick there. But
yeah.
Anyway, thank you, JD. If you want to send in a listener block, you can do so at blocked@blockedparty.com. And you can maybe fill out the form on our website if it's working. Who knows
these days? It's not.
Okay. Well, then don't do that. Blocked@blockparty.com. You can also donate to the show at patreon.com/blockparty. $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. Last week, we had Rory Uphold from the Crimes of the Heart podcast return to discuss the season finale of season 2 of And Just Like That. And we learned that there will be a season 3 somehow. Oh, so I guess... we'll be back with you for season 3
We will not be back with you for season 3.
It's not up to you, Dan. We also will have the continuation of our D&D series with DB and Jesse, and we've got a great Canadian education episode coming out this week. We had Joe Quizzala on to talk about Michael Bublé's Christmas, one of the best-selling albums of all time, somehow. So that'll
be coming
out.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Michael Bublé,
yeah,
absolutely.
He's from Burnaby. He's
Burnaby,
a local boy.
British Columbia, yeah.
Wow.
Right, right outside of Vancouver.
So annoying.
So there you go. Yeah, well, exactly.
We're proud of him, though. It was honestly a pretty positive episode. Usually we do like kind of bad stuff or weird stuff on, it was on those episodes, but he's pretty good. You know?
It was fun. It was fun. So that's all on our Patreon. We also have merch discounts. We have ad-free episodes if you hate those pesky ads. We have access to our Discord, a bunch of other fun stuff. So you can check that out. Patreon.com/blockparty. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok @blockpartypod and Blue Sky and YouTube if you want to see the video of this episode @blockparty. And if you like the show, tell a friend. Okay, Libby, we are here at the end of the episode. That means it's time for the top 3.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Uno, 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 uno.
Mustard.
3.
Socks.
2.
Girlfriends.
Uno, 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 uno.
Libby, what are we doing?
Well, you said you wanted a Christmassy top 3.
Stefan said that.
We don't have to, but I was, you know.
Stefan loves telling women what to do.
It's true, I do.
I think it would be really shitty of me if I didn't think of a Christmas one, though. So what about top 3 things to do at Christmas while you're trying to avoid your family?
Ooh, that's really good.
Okay. Okay.
I'm about to be at my in-laws for a week. So
there you go.
No, I'm just kidding. They're great. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a really fun time. But this is this is really good. Okay. Well, Libby, you want to give us your number 3?
Shit. I do have to think of these, I guess.
You do. Yeah.
I guess number 3 would be have a migraine.
Yes.
Right.
Very good.
Yeah. And not pretend to have a migraine, but genuinely have a migraine.
Yeah.
I feel like your migraines have been better lately, knock on wood, right? I feel like I haven't seen you talking about them as much.
Yeah. I mean, I do get them a lot still, but they are
I told
milder.
Her to stop talking about them. So.
Libby, this is actually really fucking embarrassing. We talk about these migraines all the time and no one gives a shit. Everybody thinks it's really boring.
I care.
They're better than they used to be. I'm on a drug called Vyepti, which is an IV infusion drug that I get every 3 months, and it makes me feel like a very special sick person when I go in and they hook me up to the IV for my migraine juice. And it works quite well.
That's good.
I still get them a lot, actually. the more I track them, the more I realize, I have a headache a lot. But it's you know, they're nowhere near as bad as they used to be. So
that's good.
That's good.
Can't complain. I should shut the fuck up.
Stefan, you're number 3.
I would say the classic, like going out for like the cousin walk where you're like smoking weed or something. And that's like, obviously you're with some of the family, but you're like away from like the majority of the family. So you're out, like a bunch of the cousins are going out to like smoke weed or cigarettes or whatever. That's a classic. Not as common now, because now you just go smoke weed in front of everyone and it's fine, you know, but.
Well, maybe at your house. I can't smoke weed in front of my parents. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think you could now.
No, I couldn't. No? I absolutely could not smoke weed in front of my parents.
I would love to see it.
But that's
my, that's what are they going to do? Ground you? They're going to ground you at Christmas? I guess they might. You can't go out.
They probably would. Yeah, my dad would probably try to ground me.
You could kick his ass. What are you going to take that from him for?
I mean, you're right. I could definitely kick his ass. But yeah, that's very funny. My number three, along the same vein as Libby, I was going to say either vertigo or diarrhea. I think both are kind of classic. I don't really get vertigo attacks like I used to, but when I had them really bad, that was a classic. Like I would need to just go lie down for an hour or so. So that's a really good excuse. And then, yeah, sometimes you just have diarrhea and you just go, well, I'm going to need to be near a toilet for the next hour.
sometimes
leave me alone.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just drink a whole pint of queso so that you'll have diarrhea, which you really could have lied about, but it felt wrong. You know?
Yeah.
It felt better to have the diarrhea.
It did. It did. Yeah. Libby, you're number two.
Number two, I guess would be, and again, I'm thinking personally, is like take on kind of unnecessarily involved and complicated baking projects that you insist that everybody would enjoy on Christmas Day, even though no one has really expressed any particular interest in it. But say, no, I think it would be nice if we had some sort of braided fruit loaf. So I better go and do that for the next couple of hours. That's a good thing to do. And then, you know, no one can really be mad at you for baking stuff because everybody loves baked goods.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't actually ask for it.
That's very good. Yeah. If only I could bake. Stefan, you're number two.
I don't think this is much now, but like coming back from university, every Christmas Day we would have a Christmas Day soccer game with like my old soccer team. And so I would go there for like a couple hours and we'd play some soccer. So, I mean, a good excuse to just kind of get out of the house too, you know, which is sometimes that is nice to do on Christmas Day. As nice as it is just to like lay around in your PJs all day, that rocks, obviously. But yeah, it was nice going to play some soccer on Christmas Day. Yeah,
a family walk is a good thing to do on Christmas because you can say, if it's getting tedious and no one knows what to say, you can say, why don't we all go for a nice Christmas walk? And you can just make that last really as long as if you live in the kind of neighborhood where you can walk. I guess a lot of Americans listening to this probably don't, but.
Yes. Yeah.
my number two is going to be the classic play with the kids.
Yep.
that's so good.
Because they have like their presents and stuff to play.
They have their presents. I'm like a giant kid, basically. I mean, my nephews are 6 and 4. So for the last like 6 years, it's been a nephew thing. But even before that, I can remember, pardon me, my university girlfriend 1 year, we went and she had a couple nephews that were around the age my nephews are now. And I remember one of them got this like Harry Potter fit toy for Christmas that required like a pretty elaborate setup. And then I took like half an hour setting this thing up. Then they were interested in it for like 1 minute. And I was interested in it for way more minutes than that. And so it was like the kids even left. And I was just, it was like, it was supposed to be this sort of like magic like thing.
Is it like a thing that looks like it's like floating or something, maybe?
Yes, it's a ball. It's like the air blows out of the thing and then there's like this little magic ball and you steer it through this like maze.
Yes.
So I think the kid was just like a little too young to know how to steer it through the maze, and I was like, this is pretty fucking fun. play with the kids. That's a classic.
Great choice.
And again, kind of like baking too, Libby, like no one's going to be mad that you're going and playing with the kids.
They're thrilled that you're doing that.
These are all excuses where it's like, you don't even necessarily, it's not like you're tired of the family necessarily, but it's like, let's try something a little different. And like, no one is getting mad at you for any of these really.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
It's all,
that's the key. The key is that no one is mad at me.
Yeah.
At all times.
That's always the key. Yeah.
And that I'm always checking. Is anybody mad at me?
I'm going to go bake. Is anybody going to be mad at me for that?
Is anybody fucking livid at me for baking? I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
Libby, you're number one.
Number one. I guess it would have to be watching the 12 streams of Lipsmas on twitch.tv/Liptron, streaming every single day through December 26th, including on Christmas Day itself.
Wow.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Dedicated.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you better.
Hell, why not?
Yeah, why not? I'll watch.
So that's a good good excuse to get away from your family on Christmas. I got to go watch my favorite streamer.
I've got to go watch my streamer because she said she would hurt me if I didn't.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And that's what I'm saying now, and you can play them this clip.
We will.
We will.
Stefan,
we definitely will. Yeah.
You're number one.
Number one for me, it's the end of the year, so on all of the sports channels, they're doing the plays of the year countdown or the bloopers of the year countdown.
Oh, very nice.
And they're, you know, they're usually like an hour long. And that's a great, just have that on and go downstairs, turn the TV on, have that on, just grab a beer, watch the plays of the year countdown. Fantastic. It's a great time. Except if you're watching on TSN when like five of the top 10 plays are the same Toronto Blue Jays catch, which is like, look, I get you guys are like the rights holders or whatever, but
that's really funny.
I don't know if it's TSN. It might be Sportsnet. Whoever holds
Sportsnet
the rights.
Is Sportsnet. The Blue Jays. Yeah.
And it's
TSN
like, look,
is like, there's a lot of CFL highlights,
yes,
in your top 50.
It's very funny knowing which broadcaster holds which rights. And so, yeah, like Sportsnet holds the rights to like the Bundesliga. And so they'll have like six Bundesliga goals. And it's like, yeah, those are great. But it's like, no, why? What are you doing? It's kind of like, these are good goals, obviously. But it's like so funny that it's like clear you're just doing whatever rights you have, you know. But that will happen without fail every year. They will put like six Blue Jays plays in the top 20.
Funny.
And it's like, these are nice plays, but come the fuck on. Give me a break. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, John?
My number one, this is actually specific to my mom's family Christmas. My mom has six siblings. So I have 11 cousins on that side. There's 13 of us total, me and my sister. And then I have 11 cousins. So we used to do a big Christmas party, and my aunt and uncle lived in the basement of my grandpa and grandma's house. Like, they had like a basement apartment basically that they lived in. And my cousin's video games were downstairs. So number one for me is play video games, because it would be like me and a couple of my cousins, all the adults would be upstairs. We would go downstairs into my aunt and uncle's apartment and play video games for a couple hours. And it was just like, oh, where are the kids? Oh, they're off playing video games.
That's so smart.
That's a classic. Yeah. Great.
And usually they would have gotten a new video game for Christmas. So then it's like, Perfect. Oh, we're going to go play the new video game. This is awesome.
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good idea, is setting up a video game area, sort of like Tom and Demi did at their wedding with the, with the Switch area, setting it up in advance, being like, oh, this is for the kids. But then you can just go play it, you know?
Yeah.
You can get away with that for sure.
Absolutely.
As long as you're not playing like Crusader Kings or something, you know, as long as you're playing something that is like...
Play like a multiplayer game or something.
Play Mario Party.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Mario Party's long. So it's like, that's a good excuse. Like, we can't come back upstairs. We're in the middle of a game.
That's a really good point, is if you're in the middle of a 50-turn game with two already bored children. That works really well.
Well, there you have it. Fantastic episode. Libby, thank you again for filling in on such short notice. And, I know that you haven't really gotten a chance to do this yet, and you know, you would like to do this. So before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose I'll plug the 12 streams of Libsmus on my Twitch channel. This is coming out tomorrow, you said?
It is.
That's right.
Okay, great. So at some point tomorrow, I haven't even decided when yet, I will be, it's 10 Libs of Skating tomorrow, which is just me playing NHL.
nice.
But then tomorrow, a better thought out idea is I will be playing 9 Christmas Carols on Clone Hero.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Which, do you have the new NHL?
No, I was going to... Lewis said that it's like 96 or 94 or something. Is
94 is the classic.
Is the classic, so I figured I'd just play that.
You just
get
that on an emulator, Which, and of course, you legally own a copy of the game, so it's totally fine to have the
ROM. Yeah, no, I will go down to GameStop and buy it there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And that, again, Libby, is twitch.tv/Libtron.
Yes. I also, just because I know that we have a lot of... what's the word?
Crossover.
Nerds? I thought
you were talking about our listeners.
She was.
Well, I am, and I want to thank those nerds for tuning into my charity stream on Friday.
Yes.
You raised
over $10,000. That was awesome.
That's right. And with Stefan's help, that was great.
That's actually where that clip came from, the Yoda. That was during the charity stream. So
that was. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So thanks everybody for showing up.
And I was no help, but I was in the chat a couple times.
You were, and that was actually really nice, because it gave me something to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you were playing Baking Simulator at the time, and it was
Zach Cherry, friend of BP.
Yes, friend of BP, who I just defeated in our first annual MMA pool.
Very nice.
Wow. Feeling very good about that.
Nice job.
Anyway, thank you so much, Libby. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And thanks to everybody for listening. If you want to donate to the show, it's at patreon.com/blockparty. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Block Party Pod, Blue Sky at Block Party. And this episode is available in video format, youtube.com/@blockparty. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.